Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us today on the Real Estate Right Now podcast. I am your host, Dave Wychok, and today we're going to talk about a pretty popular topic, right? The three most important words in real estate. How often have you heard that? And they say, boy, you know, when you're selling your home, you know, the three most important words in real estate, location, location, location. And when somebody tells me that, I'm like, well, you're 33% correct, right? Because it's not location, location, location. It's location, condition, and price. When you want to sell your home and you want to get the most money, that those are the three things, right? Location, condition, and price. That location, location, location thing, that applies to nearly identical homes. You know, we say it a lot here in Northeastern Pennsylvania. We'll be selling a three bedroom, two and a half bath ranch, and we're selling it for $300,000. And, you know, we're working with a client from out of state or something. They'll say, boy, you know, this same house in Long Island would be worth $800,000. Well, maybe that's true, right? So when a home is nearly identical, when you're comparing identical homes, yeah, location, of course. But when you want to list your house and sell it for top dollar, it's not just location. You got to remember it's location, condition, and price. Now, look, let's be honest, location's a big deal, right? So a great location can really help a house that's maybe not in the best condition. And a terrible location can tamp down the value of even the most beautiful home, right? So location is a major factor. But, you know, something else you want to think about too with great location, even if you have a great location, you could still technically over-improve your home, right? Recently, I had a client, actually didn't have a client, that decided to work with somebody else, but I had a guy who was going to be my client, and he didn't like the fact that he put about $60,000 into his garage. He didn't like the fact that I told him, I don't think that's really going to help his value all that much. And it is true. Like, I'm literally inside of his garage. He had a steam shower, a sauna, an office, a full bathroom inside his garage. No other walls, by the way. And he still parked his car there. It was weird. But, you know, so it can only get you so far. But that circles us back to the other two things that are super important. Condition. Condition is huge in today's market, especially with first-time home buyers. Most first-time home buyers that I speak to, they want move-in ready. And I know what you're thinking right now, and you got to stop with this. Well, these kids, they're lazy. Look, stop. It's wrong. It's wrong. That's not true. You know, for today's first-time home buyers, they're not lazy. They're anything but, quite frankly. But what they do have, they have limited budgets. Right? And they have limited budgets because many of them are hampered by ridiculous student loan payments, right? Not to mention the fact that everything in their lives costs a lot more than when their parents bought their home 35 years ago or whatever it may be. So first-time home buyers, they're not lazy. They're faced with significant financial challenges that just weren't really that much of a factor, you know, 30 or 40 years ago. You know, people say, well, the interest rate used to be higher back then. Like, all right, so what? Like, you know, the new home was $65,000 back then. Those days are over, right? You can't build a deck for $60,000 anymore on a really nice home. So you got to stop with that, right? So that's why condition is so important. And, you know, we hear it all the time. They say, well, I got a guy that could fix that. Stop me if you've ever heard the story, right? Someone will say, well, you know, I have to put a new bathroom in, but I got a guy, he's a plumber, and you know, I'm sure I could get him for a great price. You know, we'll buy him a case of beer and a couple pizzas, and before you know it, we'll have a new bathroom. Like, look, can we stop with that, right? Like, stop treating tradespeople like they don't have, like they have no value. It's ridiculous. You know, a lot of my friends work in the trades, and they say it all the time. Like, Dave, I don't start my truck, you know, for less than $50 an hour, you know, or whatever it may be. So everything costs more. Now, that being said, you know, what can you do to improve the condition of your home? Well, easy renovations go a long way sometimes, right? The cheapest and easiest way to make your house look great is give it a fresh coat of paint. If you could do it yourself, you'll save a ton of money, right? Changing flooring, all right? And that's one of those things, you don't have to do it. You could go into any store, any big brand store or whatever it may be. They have guys that'll come out and have your flooring done in a day. So if you have worn out carpets in high traffic areas, maybe, well, definitely get rid of those carpets and maybe consider switching over to a hard surface like a luxury vinyl plank or something like that. But definitely get rid of those carpets, replace them. New flooring goes a long way. Countertops, vanity tops. Look, nobody wants to go into a bathroom with a seashell sink anymore. All right, it's over. Those days are gone. Pink tile, out. Blue tile, out. look, you'd be shocked how many bathrooms I walk into that have carpet. I mean, it's disturbing. I don't know what to tell. Like, if you're, and look, if you, maybe you have carpet in your bathroom and I'm sure it's beautiful, but everyone else's is awful. All right. So you gotta pay attention to those things. And it sounds crazy, but something as simple as new appliances go a long way, right? I love diversity, just not within my appliances, right? They should all be the same color. You don't want a black refrigerator and a stainless steel dishwasher and a white stove. No one's dying for that look. So those are ways that you can improve the condition of your home for not a lot of money, and you can get really great return on your investment. And that last thing that I talked about, price. Accurate pricing is essential. It's essential for selling your house for the most money possible. When you list your home, the activity that you get in the first 10 days is going to be equal to the activity that you would get over the next 6 to 8 weeks or longer. All right. When something's new to the market, it attracts a lot of eyes. If you have your house priced too high, you're going to dissuade a lot of those interested buyers from even making an offer. Now, if your house is priced accurately and things really work in your favor, you might get multiple offers for that house. And the key there is multiple offers always works in favor of the seller. Remember, I've talked about this before. Negotiation favors the buyer, all right? Competition favors the seller. So if you have more than one person trying to buy your house, it's great. And you really want to avoid those houses that are on the market right now for 60 days, 90 days, more. Everybody says the same thing. Hey, why has that house been on the market so long? And you hear the same thing. Well, there must be something wrong with it, right? It's like if you go to like, you ever come in for like Thanksgiving break or whatever, and you go to like a popular club that you used to go to, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, and you see the same people in the same chairs, and you're like, whoa, like they're still here? Like, what's wrong with that guy? How come he's still hanging out at this club, you know, 20 years later? It's the same way with your house, guys. The longer it's on the market, whether it's true or not, people think there's something wrong with it, right? That they're just, there's got to be some reason people aren't buying it. So when that becomes the perception, value drops. So if you want to sell your house, the three most important words in real estate, it's not location, location, location. It's location, condition, and price. Have a great location, make sure it's in great shape, price it right, and it'll sell. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.